This is the January-February 2020 issue of the BVA Bulletin, Volume 75, Number 1. The National President of the Blinded Veterans Association is Dr. Thomas Sampieri of Perlin, Texas. Joseph McNeil of Columbus, Georgia serves as National Vice President. The National Secretary is Daniel Wallace of Carthage, New York, and the National Treasurer is Elizabeth Holmes of Midland, Georgia. Serving as district directors from Districts 1 to 6 are the following: Dennis O'Connell of Long Beach, New York, representing District 1, Tim Hornick of Lawrence, Kansas, directing the work of District 2, Monica Gilmore of Rocky Mount, North Carolina, serving District 3, and Genesee Amaro of Gilbert, Arizona, over District 4. Paul Kaminsky of Middleburg, Florida, represents District 5, and Kevin Jackson of Austin, Texas, works on behalf of the BVA membership in District 6. The position of immediate past national president remains vacant due to the passing of Joe Parker, August 2019. Additional appointed officers are Johnny Bush, Sr. of Atlanta, Georgia, as national chaplain, and Kenan Horn of Edmond, Oklahoma, as national sergeant-at-arms. Garrett Bulks of Tulsa, Oklahoma, represents BVA on the Trusted Advisory Council. Blinded Veterans Association auxiliary officers include the following: President Sandy Krasnodemski of Allen Park, Michigan, Vice President Edna Kirksey Dixon of Bay Minette, Alabama, Secretary Sherry Harris Bates of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Treasurer Benjamin Holmes from Midland, Georgia. Patricia Hale of Deer Park, Washington, serves as the auxiliary reporter and has provided the auxiliary's view column for this issue. BVA staff members serving the association's membership nationwide consist of Executive Director Joseph Bogart, Administrative Director Bridget Jones, Chief of Veteran Services Claudia Baldwin, National Veterans Care Review Specialist Wade Davis, and Director of Government Relations Donald Overton. The membership coordinator is Maria Ingenieri, while the headquarters outreach coordinator is Charles Reynolds. The national development specialist is Andrea Ponte, while Aaron McConnell is the government relations specialist. The newly appointed director of public relations is Stuart Nelson, with a public relations team composed of Kylie Fitzgerald and Danielle Petty. The editor of this issue of the Bulletin is Kylie Fitzgerald. BVA's full-time National Veterans Service Resource Center staff members are Claudia Baldwin, Courtney Jennings, and L'Oreal Hamilton. The BVA National Headquarters is now located at 1101 King Street, Suite 300, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314. Each full-time headquarters staff member can be reached by dialing 202-371-8880 or toll-free 1-800-669-7079, and by then following prompts that connect the caller to the correct department and individual. Email communication will be forwarded to the appropriate recipient when sent through BVA's general email address, bva@bva.org. The organization's combined federal campaign number remains 10513. The BVA Bulletin is published bimonthly by and for all blinded veterans. There's no charge to receive the print version of the publication, which is available upon request of the National Headquarters to any interested individual or organization. Requests for multiple copies will be honored whenever possible. An audio compact disc version is mailed to annual and life members upon specific request. The audio version is also accessible via the BVA website. Contents of this issue of the Bulletin include the following articles: President's Page by Tom Sampieri, Executive Director's Message to Members by Joe Bogart, Legislative Update by Don Overton, BVA Announces D.C. as 75th Convention Site, BVA History, Do You Remember? Responding to the 2020 Census is Critical for the Nation's Veterans, Operation Peer Support News, Holman Prize for Blind Ambition, Around BVA, Light Up the Darkness, Chaplain's Corner by Johnny Bush, Sr., Auxiliary's View by Patricia Hale, From the Veterans Service Staff, Of Note, Caregiver Corner, In Remembrance, and The Traditional Final Thought. The cover of this issue of the Bulletin is highlighted by a photo of the National Mall in Washington, D.C., taken during the early autumn season. Front and center are the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the U.S. Capitol. The camera angle and lens settings are such that the three buildings appear relatively close together, although some 3.5 miles separates the memorial and the Capitol building in actual measurements. In the foreground, there are red and yellow trees and shrubs along with a road that shows cars passing left to right. In the background, behind the Capitol and to the right, is a dome-shaped structure with a pointed object at the top. The photo was taken on a day with considerable blue sky. the BVA logo, the name of the publication, and the motto, Blinded Veterans Helping Blinded Veterans, is visible above the photo. The caption found on the inside cover describes the photo thus. DC skyline in autumn, featuring the Washington Monument, the Capitol Building, and the Lincoln Memorial. Photo courtesy of Washington.org.